Let's go to Stellenbosch now, where an alleged racist incident occurred at the university over the weekend. You may have seen the video on social media already, and it shows a white student urinating on the laptop and the desk and the books of a black student. So SASCO, the SA Students Congress, has said that the white student broke into the black student's room at Hayes Marais residence and urinated on his belongings. Stellenbosch University has confirmed the incident. It says it's unacceptable. It doesn't take it lightly, and it is looking into it. Well, let's speak now to Sifiso Zungu, who's the SASCO provincial convener and a student at Stellenbosch. Sifiso, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us on the Midday Report. I imagine at SASCO you have spoken to the black student involved in this incident. So what has he told you about what happened?
Okay. Thank you very much for having us. We actually met with the student yesterday. Around afternoon, because I think it's something that happened in the early hours of morning yesterday. Then he was trying to just get hold of people that he can be able to speak to, just to express what happened and everything. Now, when I received the short clip of that video, I then went straight to his rest. Then we met with him, we sit down with him, we spoke what happened. Then we just explained it very simple that he was sleeping. Then he heard someone entering the room, but he was not sure who it was. He thought it was one of his friends. Then he never paid attention for the first minute. Then, but he heard that this person is still in the house. Then he decided to wake up, only to find there's this other white student here peeing on his study desk, on top of the books and laptop. So initially that was happened. And the conversation, when he was asked, why are you doing this? Then the white boy just responded, that's what we do to black boys. Then that was it. Then he was shocked. Even yesterday, it was so difficult for him to even go back to that resident and sleep there. Then we decided to say to one of the students, to say, can you share a room with him while we're still trying to find ways? Because at that time, even the house father of the rest was not even aware. So initially, if SASCO never intervened, no one was going to report this thing. So immediately when SASCO intervened, at least attention from the house father was there. Then we spoke with the house father. They tried to have a house meeting later. Yes, they had a house meeting. The white boy came there and tried to apologize. But and to see that there was a sense of intimidation from that apology, the white boy was given the privilege to come with his parents to that house meeting. He even stand in that meeting and say, I'm here with my father. I would like to apologize. And no one cared about the victim himself, whether his parents are there or not. No one cared about the mental health of the student. No one cared about it, you know. Even the university, we are trying to push it, that you must be able to respond to this. You can't just keep quiet and postpone and tell us that we are still investigating. Because according to us, there's nothing to be investigated. There's a video, there's a student, even himself, the white student, does actually confirm that this thing happened, hence his apology. So we don't even understand why then the university says to us they will do an investigation.
So you're not satisfied with the way the university has responded. I know my colleague on 702, Clement Magnetella, spoke to the university earlier and pushed them about why the white student has not been suspended. Would you like to see him being suspended?
Yeah, we will. We will, because this is the problem with that dress. Early this year, in February, what happened was that the house father himself was calling people cancers in the same residence. And when workers, cleaners, our parents tried to report that, the university said to us, he was caught in a specific context, right? He was not initially calling them kafirs and stuff and stuff. Then that thing slid. They said it's under investigation. That even today, there's nothing. That's why we are not even shocked that this thing happened yesterday. It's simply because we know the university doesn't necessarily respond to issues of racism in a manner in which it's supposed to be responding to, you know? So we are not surprised that that student decided to behave in that manner, because that thing comes from the head, from the house father. In fact, when he was calling our black parents kafirs and some of the student kafirs.
Sifiso, are you, I'm sorry to interrupt you, are you saying that this is reflective of a culture within that residence that has not been addressed?
Yes. That's the rest has been a problem. You can ask many convocant of that rest, blacks, convocant who were staying in that rest. They can confirm with you that that rest has been rotten to the core with racism for many years. It's not something that is only happening now. It's been the culture of that rest to say, find that many students, they will be subjected to marginalization in that residency. And many of them, we know, and they were so proud of the particular student who was able to speak up, we were so proud of him, because we know that there are many accidents incidents that are happening there, but many students, yes, they are scared to speak out because of the sense of intimidation around the state, right? So proud of that boy.
So, Sophie, so I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and I think it's important for you to answer this, but is there any doubt in your mind that this was a racist incident? A devil's, you know, some people could argue, well, this was drunken behavior, but you think it certainly is reflective of that culture?
Yeah, for me, I don't even doubt that this is a racist act, you know, because remember, we're not speaking about a small resident, we're speaking about a big race of male residents, a race that is dominated by white students. How on earth, having so many rooms, you decide just to go to this specific room, and it's even in the second floor, you will go to that room and pee while you leave toilets downstairs, because they were coming from the clubs. When you come from the clubs, the first thing that you will meet in that room is toilets. Why will you miss that toilet and go to that second floor, that room, specific that room? Why don't you go to your friend's room and pee on their tables? So it was intention, because even later, the fact that he can be able to respond and say, this is what we do to black boys, you can sense from that approach that this was intentional. There's nothing that maybe it's because he was drunk, maybe he can misbehave and stuff. No, he knew what he was doing. Even from his comment, when he was asked, why are you doing this? They respond to say, this is what we're doing to black boys. You can sense the power dynamics of that white student.
Sifiso, thank you very much for unpacking that and explaining it to us. Sifiso Zungo is the SASCO provincial convener, student at Stellenbosch, telling us about that incident that occurred. The university says it's investigating. It says it's unacceptable. It has not suspended the student, though. And the point that Sifiso making there is that it's reflective of a culture at that residence. If you have seen the video, send me a WhatsApp voice note.